According to Google, sincere apologies is a formal phrase expressing deep regret, showing a genuine desire to make amends. It goes beyond the simple "I'm sorry" by acknowledging the wrong and promising to change behaviours. The production Sincere Apologies at this weekend's Bondi Festival creates a safe space for audience members to process collective regret, mend wounds, and contemplate broken parts of the world. David Williams from the production joins me now. David, in your opinion, what makes an apology truly sincere? Or is the idea from this production that we simply can never be sure?
Look, that kind of is the point. There is a lot of, it's been really interesting making this project Sincere Apologies. We always want it when we say sorry to people for it to be received as we really meant it. And sometimes these are about the choice of words, they're about the choice of phrases, they're the tone of voice, the overall emotional state. But we'll kind of leave it to the audience to decide whether the apologies in the show are sincere or not. So certainly some of them were very much intended to be, and some of the apologies are very, very not sincere. And sometimes you can tell, and sometimes it's a bit more tricky.
And this production not only relies on interpretation, but it actually relies on audience participation. Can you tell us how audiences can get involved?
Yeah, well, look, it's certainly true that there is quite a lot of participation in Sincere Apologies. In fact, the show very much depends on it, but it's not participation like, stand-up comedy show where, someone is saying, oh, how about you? What do you do? So there's no judgment, there's no humiliation. It really is very gentle and supportive participation. But basically, I don't want to give away the trick of the show before people have seen it. But there is absolutely participation in the show that is critical to it, the experience. But the experience is actually quite beautiful. But the audience is all in it together.
So without giving too much more away, would you be able to tell us where the idea for Sincere Apologies originally came from?
Okay, so back in 2018, the artist Rosalind Odes and I were engaged to co-teach a course at the Victoria College of the Arts. And it was one of those courses where the two of us shared the lectures across the term, which is great because we both had shows that were touring and we could divide it up when each of us were in town. But we worked out after we accepted the gig that neither of us could be there on the first week. And we wrote a lecture for that session to introduce the course for the audience, for the students to do themselves. And that lecture was filled with apologies, and the opening apology was from us, the people teaching this course, that we weren't there. And we had the class list. We hadn't met any of these students, but we had the class list, and we cast all of the lines in this scripted lecture that we wrote for them. And there was just something really fascinating about the idea of building an entire script out of people saying sorry. So we found, for that script, we found, Steve Smith, cricket captain, saying sorry after he was caught with the ball tampering scandal. We had a range of public figures apologising for inappropriate acts. We had the comedian Louis C.K. And there was just an endless string. Once you start looking, there are public apologies everywhere. And there's just something really amazing about digging into this quality of saying sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. So anyway, I've got a bit more obsessed by it. So there's something about the way of saying sorry, the fact that as Australians, we always seem to be apologizing for something. And is that because we always feel guilty? Is that a post-colonial hang up, or is that something else? That's the backstory of why this show.
Would you say that this show encourages audiences to reflect and consider their own apologies?
Look, there is certainly a lot of self-reflection. The audience will recognize themselves at various moments. So the show has lots of different kinds of apologies in it. There's a lot of big public apologies from political figures. There's celebrities apologizing after one kind of a scandal or another. But there's also personal apologies from the artists who made the show. So it's myself, Jamie Lewis, and Dan Coop. So each of us have inserted apologies from our own lives in there. I apologize to my parents for crashing my mum's car, which I did when I was 19. Jamie Lewis charts, she's a compulsive diarist, and she has found a whole series of little moments where she apologized to her then husband during the process of their marriage breaking down. And so there's a whole series of very, very personal relationship breakdown apologies. And so the audience will have said these kinds of words before. So there's certainly that. But the last section of the show thinks about the future. So it's the kind of things that we will be apologizing for in the future, which is always the kind of the pivot that we really wanted to have in this show. So we started thinking about what are the things that we know we will be sorry for. We're sorry for the world being broken in various kinds of ways. We're sorry that the life that our children walk into is not what we'd hoped it would be through the climate catastrophe, through war and conflict, and the idea that that is out of our individual power, and yet we still feel the grief and loss of that potential future.
Well, there's certainly a lot to unpack here. If you'd like to experience sincere apologies for yourself, head to www.bondifestival.com.au to grab your tickets there for this weekend's show. It's happening from the 10th to the 12th of July as a part of the Bondi Festival. That was David Williams, one of the curators behind Sincere Apologies, a truly unique theatre piece with audience participation at its core. Thank you so much for your time today, David. It's been really nice to chat.
An absolute pleasure. Thank you.